Kelly Manufacturing Company, based in Tifton, Georgia, recently held their company picnic and honored Philip Grimes, the Southeastern Swisher Sweet Southeastern Farmer of the Year. Lanier Carson, the chairman of the board of Kelly Manufacturing, said that Grimes was presented a plaque in recognition of your outstanding accomplishments and relentless contributions to agricultural industry. He said, "We at KMC sincerely appreciate your cooperation in helping us in the development of our peanut harvesting equipment." Grimes recalled the first combine that Carson brought out to his farm trying to reduce LSKs to zero. Grimes said that Carson stayed and worked all day long, right till they finished their work on the new combine. He said, "It impressed me, and I've been with KMC ever since." Benny Branch, the president of KMC, announced that for 2014, it was a good year for KMC for their peanut equipment and their cultivation equipment. They had a total sales of $45.1 million. That's up 25% from the previous year. KMC has $8.2 million in inventory, and that is down. He said that was good that they were down in inventory. Employees own the company under the ESOP program. He announced bonuses of $500,000, 48% higher than last year. KMC employs about 200 employees on the peanut section and the annual payroll of about $10 million. The American Peanut Council has announced during their winter convention the new officers. The new chairman will be Hugh Knoll of Southern Ag Carriers, based in Albany, Georgia. The chairman-elect will be Otis Lee Johnson. He is with the Texas Peanut Producers Board. And the immediate past president will be Joe West of McCleskey Mills, based in Smithville, Georgia. The new board adopted a domestic budget for 2015 of $766,000. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.